Hey everyone, it's Natalie Satare, your makeup artist and beauty coach here, and today is part two of my amazing interview with living legend Eugenia Weston. If you don't know who Eugenia is, you can go check out episode one. You can learn about who she is, why she's important, and also when she knew she wanted to be a makeup artist. In part one, we talked about the seasonality of work in the industry, and she shared some amazing insights on that. She also talked about when she knew she wanted to start her own makeup line. And that is really inspiring because she just celebrated 40 years. So not only does she have her own makeup line, but it has withstood the beauty industry 40 years. This is amazing. And it's still privately and family owned. But in today's episode, we cover a lot of ground. We talk about copycats, how she has dealt with copycats in this time, which she has, and she offers amazing insight and wisdom on how to deal with copycats in the industry. She also shares her story of how she actually invented her brow stencil, which we've all probably used one at one point, but you know, like the brow stencils so you can see what your brow shape is. She walks us through that, and that was probably one of my favorite parts of the interview, just seeing her creative mind at work. Then she talks about what she sees as the best, most positive developments coming in the beauty industry in the next 5 years. So she offers some of her predictions of what the beauty industry will look like in the next 5 years. And I think it's really cool. Then if you have seen a picture of her, if you know her, we'd never talk about women's age, but she looks amazing for her age. And she shares her very own tips for ageless beauty. And if you are, you know, of age and you want to make makeup work for you and not against you, you gotta tune in to her tips because they are amazing. Then she shares three products from her line, Senna Cosmetics, that every professional makeup artist should have in their kit. It's very important, and I'm gonna tell you, they are amazing products. This is not a sponsored episode. I'm not being compensated in any way. But these are three things that you probably need to make the investment in. And last but not least, we talk about her lessons learned. And I asked her what her biggest lesson that she learned in the decades of the industry that she wants to pass on. And she shares that with us. It's golden. I really, really hope you enjoy this episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review, and tell your friends about it. Share the episode with a friend. With that, I hope you enjoy this interview as much as I enjoyed recording it with her. You are listening to the Be Your Own Makeup Artist podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Satare, former military officer turned professional and award-winning makeup artist and educator, and author of the book, Be Your Own Makeup Artist. This podcast is for makeup enthusiasts, makeup artists, and everyone in between. I share insights about the beauty industry, invite industry experts, and try to keep the content more about makeup education and less about buying this or that. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you enjoy this episode. This is something that I found super interesting. And one of the things when I was using your blushes and then I moved over to your brows, I was learning a lot about you and then timelines. And I was like, oh my gosh, for the longest time, I thought there was another makeup brand that was the Brow Girl. And I learned you're the original Brow Girl. And I think that this has happened a lot in the industry where we create something and you kind of know what I'm talking about. So I wrote my book. It's fine. But even just a few months ago, a girlfriend of mine said, just took a screenshot and was like, Natalie, this looks really similar to your book is. And I think, well, I've already been copied before. My website's been copied before. I'm not worried about it. But I think about it now, I look at it so differently. And you have a registered trademark on your brow stencils. And you are the brow queen, the original brow queen. That's how I like to think about you. And I think brows are having this moment right now. And
oh boy, they really are having a major moment, which I'm happy about, because, you know, when I first started doing eyebrows, I was taught by the girl that I told you, Bobby Joy. She was my mentor in 1970. She was doing eyebrows at the high-end salon that I worked at, where I met Jerry. And nobody was doing eyebrows. You could only get your eyebrows done if you were very wealthy and you went to high-end salons. And there weren't that many in Los Angeles or even anywhere. Actually, nowhere. I mean, LA, I think, really started the brow thing. I think Bobby really started the brow thing. She really did. And she taught me how to do brows. And then we just took it to another level. You know, when I moved to Cassandra, we did so many eyebrow shapings. I mean, nobody was doing it. Nobody was doing eyebrow shapings. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny for me when people come out with brow products and say, well, how did you, and this is the person you're talking about, says, well, there was nothing on the market, so I had to create my own. Well, I've been on the market since 1976, one of the first. I don't know how the actresses like Elizabeth Taylor and Marilyn Monroe, how did they do their eyebrows if there were no brow products? You know what I mean? Right. It's like these stories are so cliche. I mean, it's stupid. It's just a marketing thing. And then they get people that believe them. Yeah. You know, because they don't really research.
Right.
Look at Max Factor. I mean, he created so many amazing tools and products. Talk about an innovator, Max Factor. Oh my God. I mean, he was really something. So I kind of call myself the more recent Max Factor because I did invent some products that were never on the market before. I did.
Yeah.
The brow stencil was really one of them in this format. It really was.
Even understanding brow shapes.
Yes.
You. I mean, making it to the consumer level so that they can understand. I just talk about you have to understand your brow shape and your face shape. And that's because of people like you who created these resources so that people can learn, hey, it's not a one size fits all. It's just slap on the same brow. I feel like you've withstood this test of time because of the quality of your products, but also because of you. And how do you deal with that? I don't like to say the word copycat.
I have trademarks on two of my names of my products, and you get attorneys. They had to stop using it. And these are big companies that know they can look up online who's using certain names. It's available to everyone. I think of names all the time for my products. We look it up. Oh no, somebody's using it. Oh no, that's already trademarked. You know, we look it up. Just recently, a big company, veterans in this company, copied one of my best-selling products, the name. I have a trademark. So we have to hire an attorney. We have to spend that money. So they cease and desist. And sometimes we get a fight from it and sometimes we don't. We didn't on this recent one. They were very, very, very nice about it. But they can look it up, but they just do it on purpose, thinking that maybe they're not going to be challenged. But it happens constantly in this business. But the former brow, that was a direct copy, definitely a direct, blatant copy, because that person that copied me used to be my client that bought all my brow products and use them on her clients and sent her clients over to buy my products because there were no brow products on the market like mine. So she utilized all of that during the time when she did not have a makeup line or a brow line. But, you know, when you have more money and more popularity, then that's what happens. The person that gets it out there big time gets the recognition for it.
Yeah, well, we're recognizing you now. That's for the record. And I'll just put a little information for further reading on this.
I have a backstory. You want to hear how I created it?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Okay, so this is what happened in the late 80s because we were doing so many eyebrow shapings. I had a client come in one day and she said to me, she says, Eugenia, when I leave here, you know, you fill in my brows and they look so beautiful. I can't do them like you. You need to invent something so I can do my eyebrows at home until, you know, I see you again for my tweezing service, right? It was during the holidays, and I happened to have a box of Christmas cards on my station. to write to my clients. And you know how they have those Mylar lids, the plastic lids? So what happened was is that I took the plastic and I cut out a little tiny square, you know, the same size as my brow stencil, mm-hmm. right? A little square. And I placed it on her brow and I took my eyebrow pencil and I traced her brow around it. And then I took my scissors that I trimmed the eyebrows with and I cut out that shape. And then I placed it and I took my brow powder with a brush and I said, whoa, that kind of works. And then I flipped it over into the other side. And I said, gee, take this home. And I didn't even charge her for it. I just said, try this and see how it works for you. And so what happened was that a couple of weeks later, she calls me and she says, Eugenia, you know that thing you made for me? I can do my brows like you. I go, I'm so excited.
Yeah, that's
really great that you did that. So I just didn't even think about it. And so then about a month later, another lady called and she says, you know, you don't know me, but my friend gets her eyebrows done by you and you made this brow thing for her. And can you make me one? And I said, well, come on in. So this is what I want to show you. So 500 hand-cut stencils later, I had to find Mylar.
That's amazing.
I hand-cut over 500 stencils for clients. These are all my clients from the 80s going into the beginning of the 90s. And my husband said, Eugenia, you cannot sit there and be cutting all these stencils custom because you're not making any money. You're making all these hand-cut stencils. So he said, we got to do something about it. So when I went through the book, because we have a signature shape, we went through the book and I picked the universal Senna shape in fine, natural, full, and extra full. And we went into production and had them made. And that is how Former Brow was born. So we made the stencils and they were the first of their kind. And I knew that nobody had them because all the big companies called and ordered them. When we finally made our whole kit with the brow colors as well. And I'm really good at color. So I had really perfect brow colors in the kit and the right brushes to apply it with. So Coty ordered it, L'Oreal, everybody was ordering. I went, oh my God, what are we going to do? So we had to do a trademark because I knew it was going to be copied.
Right.
And so we trademarked the shape, but you can only trademark so much because you can't patent a stencil. Yeah. So people can change the shape a little and create their own. So, but that's the story. I invent products out of needs because I work with so many people. Right. And salon is where I learned how to fulfill needs of all types of people. And so I created and invented a lot of very unique products that were never on the market.
That's one of the reasons why your blush impressed me so much. It's more than blush. It was well thought out. The colors are obviously very well thought out.
I take all the products into the salon and I test them on every single person. So I know the colors work.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know, we're a small brand. We're completely financed ourselves. And it's like, it has to work. If it's a crappy product, I mean, I don't think I could be in business for 45 years.
No.
You know? Nobody would buy it, right?
If so anybody gets anything out of this, it's to invest in. You're not paying me. You're not. This is real life. I think in the pro world, we know a lot of the pro lines. We know a lot of the products that work.
Yeah, we're known in the pro world, in America especially, you know, really well.
Right. But the thing is sometimes we need to also educate consumers to know that there are better options, there are better brands, there are better people. And, you know, I look at where I spend my money, right? Mm-hmm. It's not to me just buying another thing. Like, I would like to know who's the founder. You know, that's why I found you.
You connect to those people that you're alike.
One of the questions, image consultant in Amsterdam, she asked, when I told her I was interviewing you, I said, do you have any questions for Eugenia? And she actually gave me two questions that I thought were really worth asking. She asked, what's the best, most positive development you'd predict in the beauty industry coming in the next 5 years?
The thing that I feel that is so important right now is working with the mature woman. There are so many young makeup artists, and an aging person is challenging for them. They don't understand the aging process because they don't study it and they haven't gone through it, of course. And there are so many factors involved mentally, psychologically, and then what happens as the body changes, as one ages. It's a very overlooked subject. And I feel like it's just starting to get legs on it. So I feel that it's starting because, you know, as women mature now, they go, God, I'm getting older. What do I do? My face is changing. My skin texture is changing. Everything is changing. How do I deal with that? So it's starting. So I think it's going to get bigger and bigger in the coming years. That's what I think.
I am so sorry to interrupt. I just have to take a brief second to let you know that this episode is being sponsored by none other than our very own stay-at-home style guide for the fall and winter 2020 and 2021. You can go grab the guide at nataliesetchere.com/stay-at-home-style and see all the visual examples of what we're talking about, and also connect with us and get all of our information. You can get that again at nataliesetchere.com/stay-at-home-style or in the show notes. Okay, back to the show.
Can you give a few little tips for timeless and ageless beauty?
Definitely proper skincare. You know, using products with hyaluronic acid, using serums, really getting your skin in utmost condition is really important. Getting enough sleep, eating well, of course, and these are all the basic things. But as far as makeup artistry, the skin is really important. So I really feel that the proper foundation is very important because we all want our skin to look flawless. So you need to find the proper foundation. You know, many of the women that I deal with, they want a very sheer natural look with some coverage. So you want to, of course, use a foundation that looks natural, that matches your skin. You want to not overuse contour because as you age, what happens is you get more shadows. So you want to actually alleviate shadows from the face. So not a lot of contouring at all. As far as the eyes, what happens, you get the hooded eyes and you get the lashes, you know, getting thin. Tight lining to me is one of the best tricks on the eyes as you get older, because you lose your lashes and your eyelid changes position and it comes outward more. So what happens is you see that skin under the lashes that's up against the eyeball, and it makes your eye look very vapid and washed out. So tight lining is essential. Brows are essential because the brows fade and you lose hair. So you have to do the brows. So brows, tight lining, a hydrating foundation, a beautiful blush, the lips start thinning. So you do want to use lip liner. So those are just a few tips.
Those are great. I love it. I love tight lining, by the way.
I've been tight lining since the 60s because I learned it from Way Bandy. He did it in the book in the 60s. And I said, I have to try that. And I've been doing it ever since. And still to this day, some women still have never heard of tight lining. I think it does so much for the eye. Since then, I do it on every single person that sits in my chair.
I'm with you. I'm on team tight lining for the win. And I'll say most of the people that I have served do not know what it is. And I show them one eye with it without mascara. I'm like, this is without mascara, without eyeliner. Just look. And they're like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, yes, it's an illusion.
We forgot about concealer because your eyes sink in. So you've got to use a brightening peach tone concealer.
But I do see a lot of mature women use too much concealer and then they don't set it. And then they wonder why it's creasing.
Yeah. You have to set it with mine. Do you have my secret set?
I don't, but it is on my list.
My secret set. And I have to get you my Ultra Last, my tight lining pencil, because it doesn't transfer. It's waterproof.
Oh, your powder, is it the white powder or the secret set powder?
It's completely invisible. It's talc free. You don't want to use anything with talc around the eye area because that's what makes it cakey and heavy looking, the talc.
That is a good tip. I will remember that. I'm not working too much right now, so I'm not setting anybody else but my face, really.
I can't live without it. Even though I'm in the house, I use it every day. I love Secret. Secret Set is my favorite product that I've made. I just love that product.
That is one of my questions. So Nika, she's a Barcelona-based makeup artist. She asked, what are three products from your line that every makeup artist should have in their bag?
Mm-hmm. Definitely Secret Set, my Ultra Last Tight Liner, and Barely Base. It is a tinted moisturizer foundation. It is four products in one. It's a moisturizer, anti-aging. It has mineral pigment, so it evens out the skin, and it has a non-chemical SPF 20. It's gorgeous. Hyaluronic acid, ginkgo biloba, ginseng. It is such a gorgeous product. It really improves the skin when you wear it. It is amazing.
Yes, that's what we need right now. Especially with Zoom calls and you're not necessarily going out. You want it to work for you. You want your makeup to work for you.
Well, I will tell you, all of my cosmetic products all have skincare ingredients in them.
Yeah. This is why everybody needs to support your brand and learn more about you. Okay. I said this is the last question, but this is really the last question. What's the biggest lesson you've learned in your decades in the industry that you want to pass on to other makeup artists?
You have to really, really eat, breathe, and live this industry in order to be successful. You have to just have such passion for it and just constantly, constantly do it and study and research and take a color theory course from an art school. That is essential being a makeup artist because if you have the fundamentals of the anatomy of a face, color theory, you can do any makeup on any person. Because when you have the fundamentals, then you design and you create your own style instead of copying somebody. So you've got to learn the fundamentals. Study your anatomy, bone structure, and take a color theory course. If you take a color theory course, it will open up your eye. And when you open up your eyes to that type of design, it's a science and it's very complicated. But once you learn it, you can do anything. I've trained hundreds and hundreds of makeup artists. And the thing that they do not understand is color. And that is the most essential. Because once you know color, because when you learn color, you learn balance, harmony, proportion, weight, contrast. You learn all that. And that helps you to design the makeup that you're applying to all faces. When a face comes in front of you, you're not stumped.
Yeah, that is really good advice.
That's what's been lacking from all the people I've trained. That's completely lacking. Eyebrow too. I think now more people are learning how to do eyebrows, but still you have to learn how it fits the face. I have a little scenario that I always talk about, and I think you'll like this, is that when I'm teaching, I always look at the shape of the face as a room, and the features are the furniture. So how the furniture is in the room, you know, it flows, it looks cluttered, it looks balanced, it looks open. So that's how I look at makeup.
I love it. I always tell my clients, your eyes are sisters and your brows are sisters, not twins. Mm-hmm. And because they get so fixated on it being perfectly symmetrical. And if they're born that way, but I'm like, I have my good brow with a nice like arch. And so we want to try to match them.
Yeah, you have to try to match them as best you can. You know, sometimes you can't exactly, but you can get close.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always say, you know what? Nobody's going to notice that little off except for you and me. You know, people don't see. Their eyes aren't developed to see detail. Going back to the quote of Leonardo da Vinci, most people don't see what an artist's eye sees.
Yeah, I love that quote.
I love him. I mean, it's like, he's a real inspiration to me. An inspiration is Serge Lutens. I don't know if you know who Serge Lutens is, but you need to look him up. He was one of the first makeup artists that completely inspired me in the 60s. Wei Bandy and Serge Lutens. You have to look them up.
I will do that. Mm-hmm. So this has been such an amazing interview. I could go on and on and on. Could keep asking you all the questions. But for the listeners, where can they find you? And I know you're on Instagram, but where can they find you? Where do you want to connect with them? Should they have any questions?
Well, if they have any questions, they can, you know, direct mail me on my Instagram, which is Eugenia.Weston, T-O-N. And of course, SennaCosmetics.com. You can always go there and, you know, info@SennaCosmetics.com. And I can get any questions as well. But I would love it. Yeah, ask me any and all questions. I mean, doing makeup for 50 years, I know a lot.
Yeah, you know a few things. And I know a lot of listeners are going to really take these nuggets and it's going to impact their lives in a good way. So thanks so much for being on the show. And
thanks for having me. And thank all your guests. And I hope that I have inspired many to continue on, even though we have a little bit of a delay right now, but it's only going to get better. And just do what you love, you know, have a passion for it and be in love with it, and you'll do great.
Yes. Thank you for that reminder.
So I really, really, really hope you enjoyed this interview that I had with Eugenia. You can go listen to the whole thing. You can binge it in one day. If you really want to see the video of Eugenia showing me her actual brow book, the actual concept that she did, and the hundreds of eyebrow shapes that she created and wanted to stencil, let me know. I will throw that up on YouTube with her permission, of course, and show you. It was something that I will always remember. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you give a nice review. Give me some feedback too. And if you want to support the show and you want to see that it remains as ad-free as possible, then you can go and support the show at nataliesetere.com/support. And that will mean so much to me. With that being said, I hope to see you soon. Stay healthy, stay beautiful, and I'll see you in the next episode.